Ditching Waters of the U.S. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval was able to witness President Trump signing an executive order to eliminate the Waters of the U.S. rule yesterday.
Talked about how disastrous it was for our farmers and ranchers and how it got in the way of them being able to manage their own private property lands. And he said, isn't that right? And he pointed his finger at me. And I was right off camera because the camera was kind of zoomed in on him. I mean, farmers was the first thing he talked about.
Farm bureaus across the country have been calling for an end to this ruling since it was first announced, and Duval was excited to represent farmers at this action, saying it was a great win for agriculture and to see a president following through with his promises.
For us to be part of this celebration, I'm honored to be the person that gets to represent the farmers and ranchers, but this is a win for our grassroots because they poured out their heart and soul being advocates and telling their story and making this happen. So this is a win for all those farmers and ranchers across America.
Duval said this showcases the fact that being active and continuing to fight for what is right is worth it in the end.
It proves that if we get engaged and stay engaged and let people hear our voice, that eventually they're going to react to what we think's best for the land, because no one knows what's better for that land than the men and women that live on it and take care of it.
And this all happened at the same time as the Farm Bureau Advocacy Conference, where Farm Bureau leaders from all over the country come to D.C. to speak to their elected officials about issues affecting agriculture.
This is the first step of getting engaged, because they come and prepare themselves and sharpen their communication skills, and then they go to the Hill to do that. And I'm making a charge to them to go back home and try to get their friends and neighbors engaged, because anybody thinks they just went and voted and think we've done our job and it's over with, they're badly mistaken. The job has just started, and we got to stay engaged.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.